from KQED.
Welcome back to Forum. I'm Dave Iverson. If you travel, BART, and ride a bike, today's your day. Starting this morning and continuing for the next five Fridays, BART begins a two-wheeled experiment. You can take a bike on board any BART train anytime. Normally, bikes are not allowed on BART during commuter times, except on the Richmond-Fremont line, but this morning, it's all aboard. What's behind the Bikes on BART experiment is our topic this hour, and we'd like to hear from you right away. How's it going? Have you ridden a BART this morning? Did you take a bike on board? How did it go? We'd like to hear from you on that question at 866-733-6786. 866-733-6786. If you're on BART right now, you can give us a call as well. We'd also like to know whether or not this idea appeals to you. Will it make you more likely to use BART in the future, or will it make you more concerned about using BART because you think it'll be all too crowded? 866-733-6786. Email us at forum@kqed.org. You can also go to our Facebook page or our website and add your comment there. You can also you can follow us on Twitter. You can tweet as well at kqed.org. Let's meet who's joined us. Steve Beraldo is the bike program manager for BART. He joins us this morning. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Happy to have you join us. Renee Rivera joins us as well. She's the executive director of the East Bay Bicycle Coalition. Renee Rivera, good morning as well.
Thanks for having us on.
So what do you hope to find out, Steve? What's the word on the street or on the BART station so far, and what are you hearing?
It's definitely a little early. A number of us were out with eyes wide open this morning trying to see what was going on. And frankly, what we saw looked pretty good. But the whole point of this is really to do a pretty thorough evaluation, to hear back from a lot of our riders, to talk with the frontline staff at BART, to analyze some data on train travel times, to make sure that everything's able to run smoothly with the bikes during the commute period.
Now, what the rules to date have been, review what they are and what you're doing, the scope of the experiment, five Fridays in August, so forth.
So right now on weekdays in the main commute direction, that is coming into San Francisco in the morning and going out of San Francisco in the afternoon, bikes are restricted for approximately a two-hour period. And by restricted, I mean they're not allowed on the trains. So what we're doing with this pilot program is removing those restrictions and allowing bikes on all trains at all times.
And currently the only train, as I mentioned in the introduction, you can do that in right now is the Richmond to Fremont line because you're not funneling in or out of San Francisco.
The Richmond Fremont line is a little lighter in terms of passengers, so we've always allowed bikes on that line.
And Renee, what do you hope comes from this? What is your membership saying to you? What's the word on the bikes this morning?
Yeah, our members are so excited about this pilot, particularly in the East Bay. This is a huge issue for people. You know, to be able to have your bike on the train means that you can ride to the station and from the station to your job on the other end. And that really is giving people a choice they haven't had before in terms of their morning commute, particularly to the city. Though I did talk to a gentleman this morning, and he was commuting from Orinda to his job, I think, in Emeryville. So he was getting off at MacArthur, and he told me, wow, this was great. Usually I get on after the blackout, and it's really crowded because a lot of bikes are waiting to get on the train. So he was able to, he actually had an easier experience this morning. It was less crowded, and it made me realize, okay, we're actually distributing the bikes better through the system by allowing them during the commute hours.
And the point of doing it on Friday is there's always less commuter traffic on Fridays, generally speaking, and it's Fridays in a traditional vacation month in the summer. So this is that's why this test period's due.
Yeah, when we first proposed this idea and started thinking about how we would go about doing a test, we purposely selected Fridays and purposely selected August because those are the lighter commute periods in particular. Some Fridays can be very busy on BART, especially when there's special events, and we actually have some big ridership days on Fridays. But even on those days, the commute periods, which is where this pilot is focusing, tend to be a little bit lighter.
And again, the traditional commute periods, is it like 7 to 9 in the morning, 4 to 6 in the evening?
That's approximately what it is. It's fairly complicated on BART in that it varies by train, and we've done that to actually be more liberal, to actually allow more bikes on board. A lot of transit operators just ban bikes. The big rail systems around the country, like WMATA in Washington, for example, just say no bikes from 4 to 6, no bikes from 7 to 9 in the morning period, all trains. BART's been a little bit more progressive than that, in that we've allowed bikes on specific trains and done that based on how crowded we anticipate the trains are.
We'll come back to how BART has evolved in this issue in a moment. But let's start hearing from our listeners. Again, 866-733-6786. We'd like to hear from you. What are you discovering? Did you ride BART this morning? Did you take a bike on board BART this morning? What was that experience like? Does it appeal to you? Will it make a difference in terms of your use of public transportation in the future? 866-733-6786. Let's go to Jennifer first in San Francisco. Jennifer, go ahead.
Hi, I'm a bike commuter from San Francisco, and I am really glad that this is happening. I always find it really confusing to remember if I need to ride my bike to work and then take – I want to go to the East Bay after work. I can never remember if I'm going to be able to take my bike, so I'll often just default to driving to work so that I'll be able to get to the East Bay. So I'm excited that I'll just – if this takes off, that I'll just be able to count on being able to take my bike on BART whenever.
Will it make a difference then to you, Jennifer, in terms of how frequently you use BART?
Yeah, because previously if I needed to go straight from work to the East Bay, I would always just drive my car to work and then drive my car to the East Bay, because I could never remember – which direction
right.
I can take the bike on. So because the schedule is fairly complicated, so this will just streamline it and make it so that I can just always ride my bike and always take my bike on BART. And so I can just use BART as an alternative to driving, which is great.
All right, Jennifer, thanks. And sure. by the way, were you on a BART train this morning?
I didn't get to go this morning, but I hope to go next week.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, Jennifer. Jim writes, in a perfect world, bikes on BART during the commute period makes sense. That said, I have had firsthand experience boarding BART with my bike on a crowded train. It is no fun. Bikes and commuters don't always peacefully coexist. Bikes have sharp edges, greasy chains. It can be a struggle to get on board or get off at your station. If it's really jammed, it becomes claustrophobic. Maybe bike-only cars would make sense. Maybe adding more cars per train would dilute the bike population. Steve.
Yeah, the idea of a bike-only car has been proposed a number of times. There are, unfortunately, some complications. Our trains turn around, so the first car becomes the last car. A lot of people say, why don't you do like Caltrain and make your last car a bike car and remove all the seats from it and just put bikes in there? So the first car becomes the last car, it turns around, and we don't allow bikes in the first car even during this pilot program, and that's in order for the operator to be able to get in and out of the train quickly in an emergency. We also make and break trains each day, meaning we cut them apart and put them back together, so the cars get mixed around a lot.
So it's a different proposition than with Caltrain. You don't have the same – they don't have to kind of rearrange in the same way that you do?
Yeah, no, they don't take their trains apart, and they don't have the same issues that we do with that.
But it's worth noting that Caltrain has a much higher proportion of bike riders than you do. 12% of its ridership uses a bike, only 4% of BART. So fair to say that you have not been as bike-friendly as Caltrain?
I think BART's a different system, and Caltrain is fewer stations and much further from employers. I think there's maybe a little bit more need for bikes on Caltrain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We are removing seats from all of our fleet right now, from next to the door, two seats on each side to make more space for bikes.
So that speaks to Jim's other point, Renee, that bikes and people don't always necessarily exist very well side by side. Bikes have sharp edges, greasy chains. How do you work with your membership to make sure, I guess, that they act in a way that's friendly and conducive and represents good bike citizenship?
Exactly. That is exactly the message we've been getting out to our members over the last month and a half since we decided to do this project, is, in a nutshell, to be a good ambassador for bikes on the BART trains, to be courteous of your fellow passengers, and use good common sense. Because crowded trains, it is still the rule on BART that you can't board a crowded train. And if the train is packed, wait for the next one to come
along. But
it's
sort of on you. I mean, there's not anyone necessarily out there enforcing that. So it's really
no.
on bike riders
we
to
have,
behave.
We have to be self-policing.
Yeah.
And the New York City subway allows bikes at all times and just relies on people to use their good common sense.
Yeah.
And that's what we're asking our members to do, and everyone out there who's riding BART with a bike.
Dominic in Emeryville. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I'm just super glad to see that this program is going through. When I worked as a messenger in San Francisco at the end of the day, I'd want to come home, you know, after a long day, and I had my bike, and you know, I felt like a fugitive having to sneak past the BART agents because that was my only way home with my bike.
How did you do that? It's not an easy thing to camouflage, is it?
It was literally, you know, just sneaking past a guard or the booth agent when they had their backs turned, and then running down the stairs with your bike and just kind of sneaking onto the train. I mean, literally, that's what I had to do many times, because there's really no other alternative unless you want to pay $8 to take the ferry or try to sneak onto the bike shuttle, which only has spots for 15 bikes.
Yeah. Well, Dominic, glad that you don't have to be a fugitive, at least on Fridays for the month of August.
Me too. So congrats to the East Bay Bike Coalition and the SF Bike Coalition. We love you guys.
All right. Thanks, Dominic. Bye-bye. Harry is next in Castro Valley. Harry, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to just mention that folding bicycles have never been a problem. I have three of them. And I'm sorry, I'm at the airport.
That's okay. That's an interesting question. Are the rules different for folding bikes,
yeah,
Steve?
Yeah, folding bikes are allowed on trains at all times, and they always have been. So if you fold your bike before you get into the train, you can bring it on any train. And as I said, that's been the rule for quite some time.
And what about – how do these rules apply to other sort of wheeled vehicles, you know, little scooters or I don't know, baby carriages? Or I mean, is it only kind of official – old-fashioned standard bikes that these rules focus on?
Luggage strollers are permitted on BART at all times. The only restrictions that we have is on full-sized bicycles.
Harry, thanks for the call. Some emails let's get through here. Jason writes in, every day I see more and more bikes during rush hour when they're not allowed. I respect the bike rule, but I want BART to enforce the rules.
Enforcement is a challenge, as you just heard from the previous caller. It is possible to sneak by the agent. In some stations, bikes are allowed to go in one direction and not the other, so it's okay to walk by the agent with your bike, and then it's really a sort of a self-policing issue of whether you get on the right train or not. Our police staff attempts to enforce this, but they can't be everywhere at all times.
One of the other things I've heard, Renee, is that there's a real problem with bikes getting stolen at BART stations. Can you comment on that, and to what extent, if we have limited enforcement and staff, that there ought to be more effort perhaps directed in that area?
That's a very good point. BART did a survey recently and actually found that half the people who bring their bikes on the trains bring them on because they don't feel safe leaving them at the station, because there is such an issue with theft. So part of what we need to do in all of this, and this is a part of BART's new bike plan, is to provide secure bike parking at all the stations. So that looks like the Berkeley Bike Station, which is one of the finest bike parking facilities in the western half of the country.
And that's at the station level.
It's not actually above... at the street level.
Oh, it is.
So it's a street level station that where you bring you come in, you park your bike with a valet, like coat check. You get a tag and you bring it back. It's free. It's open from 7 in the morning to 9 at night. And hundreds of people park their bikes there every day.
Any plans to expand that notion? I'm sure it's a question of budget and resource.
Yeah, no, we're definitely working to extend. We have four bike stations right now. We have one at Fruitvale, one at Embarcadero, one at Ashby, and the one at Berkeley that Renee was just speaking about. And on the drawing board is one for the Civic Center Station in San Francisco, one for MacArthur in Oakland. And we're actually working with the city of Oakland on a project similar to the Berkeley one for the 19th Street in 19th Street BART station in Oakland.
Steve Beraldo, he's the bike program manager for BART, joining us along with Renee Rivera, executive director for the East Bay Bicycle Coalition. We'd like to hear from you, 866-733-6786. What else should BART be doing to make itself more bike friendly? What are your thoughts on the experience so far, just a few hours into this morning? On this first Friday of a 5-Friday experiment about allowing bikes on BART anytime, not just during non-commuter hours. Guy B. joins us next in San Francisco. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thanks so much for taking my call, and thank you for everyone and their hard work in making this possible. I took my bike on BART this morning from Oakland, and I work in the Mission in San Francisco, and overall, it went well, but when I got on the BART train, it wasn't really that packed. I was the only bike on at MacArthur, and then the train soon got packed. So I was just really sensitive to being, first off, the lone bike on BART, and then being on a crowded train, knowing that bikes, you know, aren't supposed to be on crowded trains. So I was just wondering if there was any advice, or does it then fall on the shoulders of the other passengers to not board the crowded train? So, you know, overall it went well, and people were, you know, definitely pretty cool with everything. But it was just that situation where I was like, oh, gosh, you know, I'm just sensitive to being the only bike, and this is a pilot program, and didn't want to, you know, just upset anybody.
Kaibi, thanks. Sound obviously like someone who's thoughtful and trying to do this in the right way, and the way in which you're encouraging people, Rene Rivera. But what should someone in Kaibi's circumstance do? Get off, perhaps, or sort of kind of try to fold into the wall of the as gracefully as possible?
The best thing actually is to stay on in that situation. So it's a real issue because someone might get on at Walnut Creek when the train is relatively empty. And then by the time you get to downtown Oakland, it's getting really crowded. And by the time you get to West Oakland, it's packed. Right? But what you're going to have to do is stay on at that point until the train clears out, because the best thing is to not to try to jostle through the crowd.
Yeah.
So what that's going to mean, maybe you were planning on getting off at Montgomery. All of a sudden you realize impossible. You would need to stay on until Civic Center when the train opens up a little bit, get off, and then actually get on a train going back downtown again. So we really recommend it's not just don't get on a crowded train. It's also don't get off of a crowded train.
Yeah, interesting point.
So you might have to stay on a few stops beyond your planned station, but the best thing is to wait until you have a clear exit.
Kaibi, thanks for the call. Thanks for behaving in the way you are. It sounds like you're trying to be very sensitive to all of this. Dave writes in, I rode BART today and everything worked great. Why didn't BART start this program years ago, Steve?
Excellent question.
Well, that's a good question, but I guess we're where we are now, and that's good. You know, it has been a long debated issue, and the BART board is the one who's in the position to take permanent action on this. And hopefully, if the pilot goes well, we're starting now and not 2 years from now. So.
Fair to say that the BART hasn't exactly been taking bold steps forward in this direction over the years. You've proceeded in a very cautious, millimeter by millimeter kind of manner. Yeah.
I think, you know, operations are the key and safety is the key. And BART operates a safe and reliable system. And you're right. We haven't jumped into things like this without a good sense of how they're going to go.
Harold in Oakland. Harold, go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to make the comment that I ride the bike. I ride the BART all the time with my bike, and I'm very sensitive to people who don't have their bikes. And why not just open one car that you take all the seats out of that car and make that the designated bike car?
Yeah, Harold, thanks for the question. Steve touched on that earlier, that there are some sort of mechanical engineering logistical challenges in that. But Steve, go through that once more, please.
Yeah, it's a suggestion we've heard a lot of times, and I know it works well on Caltrain, but on the BART trains, there's a number of complications that make it really hard for us to remove all the seats. One, people like seats on our trains, and all of the trains that we have are out there running every day. So we'd have trains running without seats at times, and that likely would not be popular with other passengers.
Would there be a hybrid solution? I mean, on Caltrain, for example, there are no seats on the bottom of the double tiered car, and yet there are seats above. So why not remove half the seats?
Well, as I said earlier, we are removing seats from all of our cars right now to make more space for bikes and luggage and wheelchairs. So we're kind of taking a step in that direction. Mm-hmm. One of the things I should mention is we're designing a new fleet of cars right now, and those are going to be designed with bike spaces on them that will actually have essentially bike racks in them where people's bikes can be held in place. Because I agree with several of the callers, it's really challenging being on the train with your bike. You want to be a good citizen. You don't want to block the doors. You don't want to, you know, get in the way of other people. But it's not always easy to do.
They weren't designed for that.
Yeah.
Harold, thanks for the call. Renee, do you want to chime in on that question?
Steve actually made the point I was going to make, which is that BART is in the process of creating more space by removing seats near the door on every car. It's just a matter of time to get around all the cars.
John in Alameda. John, I'll get you, I promise. We're actually going to David next in Oakland. David, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to revisit that former question. I've spent a lot of time in Europe. I've done extensive bike trips and stuff there. And not only special trains, but cars that are dedicated to this situation, special racks, which make it possible to put a lot of bicycles, in a very narrow space in what's otherwise known as a pedestrian car. I guess that's what they call it in Germany, at least. I think it's a great line. I just wonder if BART has considered sending somebody to Europe to look at the alternatives. There are many more I could tell you, but you know, you're short of time. So
okay.
I think the BART people need really to revisit this. If they haven't already, maybe there's problems I don't understand.
David,
okay,
thanks. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, with the new car design, we've been doing a lot of research all around the world and looking at different solutions. And we've been working pretty actively with our Citizen Bicycle Advisory Task Force on designing the new cars. And they are going to have a rack-type component in them that will hold bikes in place.
Comment from our website. I don't understand why BART continues to run 8 and 9 car trains instead of 10 car trains during rush hour. Does it really save that much money to have fewer cars?
We don't have any more cars. During the rush hour, all of our available fleet is out on the tracks.
And let's go next to back to John. We'll get you on now, John. John, go ahead.
Hi. I'm a member of the BART Bike Advisory Task Force, and I want to commend Renee and Steve for the job they've done on this. And I also want to commend BART's general manager, Grace Kroeniken, who has been the first GM BART's ever had not to come from a heavy rail background, but from a transit background. And that's made a huge difference in a lot of issues, especially getting the bikes a little bit more equitable treatment on BART. We have spent, literally, as Steve said, hours working with the BMW design group to make sure that the bike accommodations they were designing in actually work. And we are going to spend more time with Bombardier to do the same thing. Our next meeting is Monday night at 6 o'clock at the Port Metro Center at 101 8th Street, right across from Lake Merritt BART. And we always welcome bicyclist comments. We will be looking at evaluating the bike pilot for the first time officially in our advisory task force meeting Monday night. And
okay.
Always looking for people to help us with that.
All right, John. Thanks. Thanks for keeping us posted on that. Number of other people, Steve, you'll be happy to know, writing in. Why isn't there only a bikes-only car? So we won't ask that question again, but it's interesting that there are so many challenges along that way. John raised a question of sort of evaluation. How are you going to go about doing that from both sides of not that you're on opposite sides, but how do you know if it's a success?
Right. Actually, one of the things that's been great about this pilot is not being on opposite sides. We actually have been working together to design the pilot, to design the evaluation. And this morning, our volunteers, the East Bay Bicycle Coalition volunteers, San Francisco Bicycle Coalition volunteers, and BART staff were all out at stations throughout the entire system encouraging riders to let us know mm-hmm. how this is working. Mm-hmm. So we were handing out postcards with a link to a survey, and you can find that survey at bart.gov/bikes. And we want to hear from everyone, whether you're bringing your bike on or not. This is one of the most important pieces of the evaluation,
right,
is really hearing from as many riders as possible. And it has been just such a pleasure to work with BART and to kind of work side by side as we evaluate
you
this pilot.
You heard some of that from John in our last call, too, about the new general manager of BART. And as I was reading about this, it sounded like there was one of these meetings where you all got together and she basically said, okay, let's try that. I mean, is that really that's pretty refreshing.
That is exactly what happened. I was in that meeting, and just a quick history. BART started operations in 1972, 40 years ago. It was the same year that the East Bay Bicycle Coalition was founded. And one of our founding campaigns was access for bikes on BART, because when the system opened, it didn't allow bikes on at all. So we've had an evolution of gradually working for more and more access. But this is truly a new day with BART. And Grace's let's just try it out attitude is just incredibly refreshing. And there has been, there's been a lot of reasons why we shouldn't try this, but now we're just going to try it and see what happens. And sure enough, the world has not ended this morning because we let bikes on during the commute.
And we still have a few moments more if anyone wants to chime in, especially if you rode BART this morning. We'd love to hear your experience and how you think it's going so far. We have time to take another call or two at 866-733-6786, 866-733-6786. Sam in Oakland has a point or a question. Sam, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, and I want to say thank you for everyone to work on this issue and BART to work with East Bay Bike Coalition, so thank you for all that. I have been riding BART basically since I grew up in the Bay Area for 34 years. I don't know why it's been taking so long, but when I'm on BART, I feel since we have to share the space with handicapped people, then it kind of pits those two communities against each other, like the bikes are the bad guys versus, because obviously by default you have to go for the handicapped people. And, you know, you get a lot of stink eyes and things like that. And I know this issue has been sort of brought up, but I just really don't know why
it's
taken this long to put bike racks. It doesn't seem that hard. It doesn't seem like, you know, transplanting a heart or anything like.
Right. Okay, Sam. Let me hold you there because we just got a moment left. But interesting question and whether or not, you know, you're talking about not being on opposite sides. You don't, obviously don't want to have a circumstance where people who are in wheelchairs are dueling with people with bicycles.
Yeah, that's a really important part of our evaluation, and we do have a citizen advisory committee, the BART Accessibility Task Force. And a good number of them have been out today looking at the trains. They have an evaluation form that they're completing for us. We're going to be working with them as we move forward because that is a really important issue.
Sneak in one more call here. Dana, go ahead. Dana, are you with us? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm with you. Here I am. Sorry about that. I'm on my way to San Jose, so I'm kind of distracted at the moment. But thanks for taking my call. I'm really excited that this whole thing has gone through. I rode the bike. The BART this morning was my bike. There was no problems. Everybody's super nice. Obviously, I got on at Montgomery Station, or got off at Montgomery Station. I had no issues. Everybody was super awesome, and I love it so much. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Dana. It's a nice note to end on. I just have a few seconds left, but range of options going forward, number of people, you know, writing in saying, when will this be permanent? I assume there are a variety of possibilities that may come out of all of this.
I will just chime in here and say, speaking for the East Bay Bicycle Coalition, we are hoping for permanent lifting of the bike blackout during the commute hours. And I think our experience this morning really bears out that this is very possible, very doable. We're going to go through the evaluation, but I hope we'll be bringing a proposal to the BART board at that November board meeting.
Steve, anything to add about where it may go from here?
It is wide open, and we're really looking to the evaluation to give us some ideas and direction for the future.
Steve Beraldo is the Bike Program Manager for BART. Steve, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And Renee Rivera, Executive Director of the East Bay Bicycle Coalition. Renee, congratulations. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us on, and I want to put in a plug for more bike parking at KQED. Steve and I both rode this morning, and we had trouble finding parking spaces.
Fair enough. Forum is produced by Amy Machado and Judy Campbell. Dan Zoll is our senior producer. Howard Gelman, our engineer. Raul Ramirez, our executive producer. I'm Dave Iverson.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation in honor of Louise and Claude Rosenberg.